Não, só começar. Antes ainda há uma vez. So I have to leave a little bit early today, but mesmo.
I miss those.
Good old days, good old days. All right, so basically we left with the problem, right? Remember, you guys were going to think about Svaras and all that?
Yeah, it all worked out.
Okay, good. And Benji's not here, so. Okay, so basically, the issue is that Kiddush Hashem is in front of 10 people. And the Gemara says, on top of $9 base, v'kama farhasya, how much is considered farhasya? Right, because the din is that when it's for farhasya, you have to give up your life for any avera, right? Any avera, not only an avera, even like a minhag of tznius that they wear a certain type of shoe strap, and the guy wear a prutzadiko on, and the Jews wear a kedushadiko on. So we have to tznius on. So we have to, if they force you to do it by gunpoint, then you have to give up your life, okay? In farhasya, probably. So. So we said something, it's like a statement that they're trying to say that the Torah and its values are not important. And look, Jews are violating it. So it's like they're making a statement, a public statement to that effect. And you go along with it, you're like giving into it. Okay, so Mar says, how much is Parasya? So Amar Yaakov or Yochanan, in Parasya because of Me'asara. Okay, so it can't be less than 10. Me'asara. Okay, not less than 10 people. I'm on the top of my database. Pshita Yisraelu Mina. Definitely they need to be Yisraelim. Not just 10 people, not just 10 bus drivers, right? Goyish bus drivers, it's Jews. Right? The Siv Nikdashi B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. Nikdashi, Kiddush Hashem, the only difference is Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, Nikdashi B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. I'll be sanctified. Hashem says I'll be sanctified in amongst Kal Yisrael. Right? B'nei Yisrael. Definitely, you need Jews. Boy, Rav Yirmiyah, Tisha Yisrael, mahu. What about 9 Jews and 1 guy? Does that somehow count? Right? Does that somehow count? Right? Not clear why it would, but doesn't. Right? So it says, Tashma, Ditani Rav Ayanai, Achua de Rav Chia Bar Abba. Asya toch toch, you know toch toch. Yerushalva, tzivacha, v'nikdashti besoch v'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, "I'll be sanctified amongst v'nei Yisrael." The tzivacha simul b'dumi toch ha'edazos, separate from the toch of the seidah. That's by the Maragim. Ma le'alon asara v'kol Yisrael. Just like by the Maragim, they were 10 and they were all Jews. Avkan asara v'kol Yisrael. So too here. By Kiddush Hashem, right? It must be 10 Jews, 9 Jews, and 1 non-Jew. Does not count. Right? Does not count. Okay? So it seems like conceptually, we're entertaining the possibility that 9 and 1 would work, but the Limud teaches us that it does. Right? So I think we left with two problems. One is why does it have to be Jews? When you think classically of Kiddush Hashem, again, when they teach you, at least in your kids, maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but you know, middle kids, boys make a Kiddush Hashem on the bus. The non-Jewish bus driver is going to say the Jews or whatever, that type of thing. And it seems like, in some sense, it's true. We're supposed to be like an Or Goyim, supposed to be like a Machzikon HaGadosh. We, in a certain sense, our mission is not limited to Jews. So is it really, oh, the Kiddush Hashem is only about Jews? I mean, on the Rosh Hashanah, we're davening for the Shem Hashem to, it's not like a limited thing just to Jews. It's like we only care about Jews, we care about the whole world. So one is why is it limited to the Jews? All right? And two, given that it is, why would I think 9 and 1 would work? Like, what's a hakira? 9 and 1 isn't 10 Jews, right? So if you say it has to be Jews, then how's 9 and 1 gonna happen? Now, you know, sometimes 9 and 1 works or whatever, but what's the hakira? It's ultimately what's the, you know, as much a problem as much as like what are the two sides? Okay, so that's good. So Ari and Sam are saying, and I think this is a good first step. I think maybe we go a little further, but I think it's a good first step. The question is how you're looking at the din of 10 Jews, right? Is it a din that it's really 10, really a crowd? And Jews is just like a super added requirement, right? Essentially, that it's a crowd. The crowd has to have like a quality, a super added quality of Jews, Jewish crowd. And you can say, okay, you have nine and one, the tenth one kind of comes along for the ride, right? Like it's a mashlim, things like that. But if you say it's not just like some super added quality, but it's like the very definition is like a Jewish crowd, an Eidah or Anna, something like that. Not just a crowd which has a super added quality. But it's like a group of 10 Jews. Like that's the idea. They're not, it's not a super added property. It's part of the very identity of what the Kiddush Hashem is in front of 10 Yisrael. Okay? So then a guy isn't Yisrael. Who cares the 9-1? That's not the thing. Right? Okay. I think the Chakira is a good formulation. Maybe you call it a definition, if you will. I mean, I'm not sure if you don't clap the definition or you don't understand a little further, but the frame of the definition, as you're saying, is like, is it just a din? Essentially, it's the din of a group, the crowd. And Israel is not Israel. Okay, the crowd has to be Jews. In which case, you say, fine, but it's like a super added property. It's a quality which you're blopping onto it. Then you could say that if you have the overwhelming, whatever, nine and one, you can say the property comes through a mashlim, 9 plus 1. But that's from or. But if you say it's not, it's no two separate things. It's not like there's this idea of a crowd, and then you just have to give it a property like a straw. It's very definitionally a group of 10 Jews. So then, what in the world does a guy have anything to do with it? It's like it's the wrong substance. Now. The question, I think, is, and I'm not sure if that means that's your question or not, I think both of those sides have to be explained further. Like, for example, you say that it's, and this is what bothering you also, is like, if you say that it's a din of a crowd, essentially it's a din of a crowd, then what's the sense of this super added thing? Oh, by the way, it has to be Jewish. What's mechitesi? Like, what is that? Just like, what's that super added property? What's the sense of that? That needs a svara. What's the, you know, it's a compound formulation, which is, you know, begs an explanation. And on the other hand, if you say that it's a din of group of 10 Jews, I mean, that also begs, I said, it's a different idea, but like, what's the sense of that? You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like either one of them could have a svara. So it's like the comparison between them is interesting. But like on either side, like where's the idea? Like, we start with a question. Why can't it just be 10 bus drivers or whatever? And like, while both of them have different formulations of how to answer that, none of them are quite explaining the answer. They're showing the type of, categorically, the type of answer which there is. And one's saying it's a group of 10 Jews. That's why it can't be bus driver. Another one's saying, no, it's a crowd, but it has to have a property of Jews. Yeah, but why? Or like, what's the idea? Whatever, you know? So it's not really giving insight. It's giving insight into the chiluk without giving insight into the concept of the gzeiras hakasav on either side. And like again, it would seem to be going, if you go that way, that they're different. They're different ideas. If you go this, it's not just a technical nuance. It seems to be like a different, I don't know, maybe a different idea. So what are the two different ideas? You know what I mean? Like in some sense, and this was, I think, someone had this intuition last time, but I can remember. In some sense, like the first way, it's almost like the idea of Kiddush Hashem's the word of makes sense by Gayim. It just not super added in, right? It's like it's not essentially about Jews. It's essentially about a crowd, and Jews is like something additional. Whereas the other way, it's almost like definitionally, right?
About
Jews.
Jews.
Both of those neat ideas. So I think Ken's saying like this. Tell me if you disagree with this, Ken, but I think just in a nutshell, is you're saying is 10 the din of 10? 10 it has to be Jews. Kiddush Hashem is Jews. Not just Jews, 10 Jews. Is 10 a quantitative idea or a qualitative idea? Okay, is it a quantitative idea? Means it's like a shear. Shear. How many Jews? Not one, not two, not three, not four, 10. Right? That's how public it has to be. Yiddish Hashem is in public. Has to be a Farhasya. Farhasya is a quantitative idea of 10. Or is 10 like this new entity? Which is like, so like the Rav said, like 10 minyan is like a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. It's like 10 is a miniature Klal Yisrael. There's an entity of 10, a new qualitative entity called 10, which is, comes down when you have 10. So if you're saying it's a shear, it's a quantitative idea, then you could say you have 9 plus 1, Kamashlan, like you have a shear by mikvah, 40 sa. You have 39 sa of water and 1 sa of tidhanarak, some sort of like muddy, watery type of a thing. That's like a mashlan this year. Quantity is an idea in Shirim of Mashlim. Of a quality exists in the overwhelming, you know, in all of them. And the final one puts it over the edge. And it can have a different property. Still a person, still publicizing. It's not a person. You have 9, plus the final one could be Mashlim the Shir of 10. But if you learn that 10 is like a qualitative entity, that Kiddush Hashem takes place in the minyan, minyan is not just a quantity, it's a new quality called a minyan, called a miniature Klal Yisrael. So then that entity must be comprised of Jews. You can't have the entity with non-Jews. I mean, one non-Jew is not the entity. And the way you're looking at it is like 10. The first way is like it's a quantitative thing. Quantity is a certain size when it becomes public. It goes from private to public. One person, two people, three, that's not public. 100 people is public. Where is the line? So there's a shear, like anything halacha, right? Like a mikveh mayim. You have to go on a body of water. One saw, two saw, three saw, that's not a body of water. 100 saw, that's definitely a body of water. Where's the line? 40 saw. Is a shear, which Allah gives shear, Malach. So it's like a shear, it's a quantitative thing. So with a line, is it on a 10? But if you say it's a quantitative thing, then that's the area where you have this idea of a mashlam. The quantity could be, you have the quantity, and the quantity has to have a property of Jew. So if the overall, if the nine of them have the property of Jew, and the other one is close enough, and it partakes of it's a person, which is not a Jew, then whatever, we'll push it over the top. That has to be explained. But that's the general question. There is a halachic institution of a mashlim. You have it in various instances. Mikvah is one. But that's still the area of shir. If you're saying it's a new entity, and it could be the Ken, you'll argue, yes, you're from the Meraglim, then that's what's open to Israel. It's an entity. It is an entity of a minyan. The Meraglim, it's like, I don't know, it's an entity of Israel. It's not just a quantity. There's a new thing called a minyan, called a group of the Jews, Shvatim, I don't know, however. Whatever, I'm not sure the proof is 100% solid. I mean, I think I'm saying, well, it's like, look, by minyan, maybe you don't have to have a minyan. Minyan is a minyan. Jewish people are davening together, whatever. But this is a din that's a public expression. Now, the public has to be Jews for whatever reason, but, you know. But it's essentially, it's like a public expression. So the guy's only going to also partake in the public expression. No, it has to be, oh, okay, fine, but then the guy could push it over the top. But I mean, it's definitely the Jewish people davening or whatever. So I'm thinking differently, which is two different. I like what you're doing. It's like it's just it's a small hakira, I feel. You know, mine is more of a bigger question. But what's the idea of? And I guess I'm taking off the whole Yisrael then. What's this idea that you need Yisrael? This is the original. It's like, well, why can't you have anyone? What's wrong with the bus drivers or whatever? Like, why not? Why not just Kiddush Hashem to the world? So one way to learn, there's two different theories. One theory is that Kiddush Hashem means, Mikdash B'Zochu Bnei Yisrael means Kiddush Hashem is the Jewish people making a statement. It's not pshat that you're doing it in front of people. It's like it's not just me individual making a statement. It's the nation of Yisrael making a statement. The vehicle of Kiddush Hashem in the world is Klal Yisrael. Mikdash himself, Bnei Yisrael. Who tells the world about Hashem? Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael tells the world that Hashem is true, or Bnei Yisrael could tell the world that Hashem is false and the gun is more real than Hashem. It's like a statement that Kiddush Hashem is the vehicle. An individual can't do Kiddush Hashem. No such thing. An individual is an individual. The vehicle of Kiddush Hashem is Bnei Yisrael. So when one Jew bows down to that idol or whatever, eats that pig in front of all the 10 other Jews, Those 10 Jews are saying that life is more important than Torah. It's not just that they're there. They're part of the message. They're part of the statement. Be like he's the spokesman on behalf of the Jewish people. We're one group of people, and one of us tells the Goyim, yeah, we prefer our lives to the Torah. So it's not pshat. The 10 isn't the din. Like the way I think you normally think of it is it's like in public. And that's going to be the other side. When we think of it, the idea of Kiddush Hashem is that it has to be in public, right? It's in public. So if it's in public, why can't it be in the public of Goyim? Goyim are also public, right? Why can't I just do it in front of then 50 million Goyim? So what's the difference from making a public statement? I personally am making a public statement. That's not the idea according to this way. It's not I making a statement in public. It's the Jewish nation making a statement.
Yeah.
It's a minyan. It's 10 Jews making a statement that we don't care about the Torah or that we value our own lives. So it can't be done if you don't have 10 Jews. 9 Jews don't make the statement. We don't represent Bnei Yisrael. It's like the whole idea is it's a statement by the Jewish nation. And a minyan, 10 Jews, is the vehicle of the statement. Right? And the Jews can make a statement that Hashem is true and real. The Jews can make a statement that Hashem is Mibilti Yicholas Hashem, Lavi. They can make a statement that Hashem isn't powerful and isn't capable and isn't all the statements that they made, which is the Chet and Meraglim. They made a false statement. But they were the representatives of Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael was making a statement. The generation was making a statement. The 10 spies who were representatives of the generation, they made a statement on behalf of this generation. Therefore, the generation ended up being wiped out. But it's like it's a statement of all the people. The people there, they're not bystanders. They're part of the statement. So then they have to all be Jews. Yeah, it seemed according to that logic. And it seemed that way in the Rambam. It wasn't 100% convincing when we read yesterday or whatever the other day. It seems that they get to the 1 plus that guy. But well, 9 plus 1 plus n.
Okay.
It's so Yisrael. It's like, Im hayu be asarim Yisrael. It's not like that. That's what I was watching. Which means that he and the other 9. It doesn't have to be 10
That's how
other
Rambam learns it.
guys. I mean, it's not clear, though I'm saying from the Rambam, it's not clear that how anyone learns it, but some people that care for the Rambam leans that way a little bit. It seemed that way. It wasn't clear. Well, yeah, it's like a Sheol Tzibor. Yeah, Sheol Tzibor. You don't need one or whatever. He's the one of that. He's a Sheol Tzibor. You don't need to have 10 others. The other way of looking at it is a different idea. The normal way of looking. But really, it's not a din that Tzibor is making a statement. No, it's this guy is making a statement in public. It's not enough that it's a private. In private, it's when you do this action in public, then you're making a statement that my life is more valuable than and in theory, as you're into it, in theory, that could be in front of a guy. I'm also a public. Intrinsically, enochlam. But the Xerosakasov, and this is kind of your point, it's a crowd. But the Xerosakasov of Ignatius Yisrael, that the crowd has to have a quality of Yisrael. We'll get to that why in a second. But essentially, and that's your point, the two points, is that essentially it's a din in a crowd, it's a public statement. The din of Yisrael is like a super added requirement. Pshita Yisrael. So there's the Gzeres HaKasav is attaching an additional requirement. It's not enough that you just have any old public, but it has to be, for lack of a better way to say it, it's like an important public. The Kohanim of the world. It's not just any public, but it's done in the public of the dignitaries of the world, or Bnei Yisrael. So it's like a chashiv public. There's not every public. You want to make a public statement. So you go to third grade and you make an announcement. I hereby admit that I whatever. I'm an alcoholic. Whatever. That's not a public statement. What's wrong? Or take 15 year old, whatever. But you can imagine like a public statement that means different depending on who the public is. So it could be the Xeris HaKasav is. It's not enough that it's just any old public. but it has to be a public of important people. And the important people in the world, the ones who are the ambassadors of the Shem Hashem or whatever, the people who are important, who matter the most in the world, are in Israel. They're the ones who are going to tell the world about Hashem. So you, in the presence of the important people of the Bnei Yisrael, the spokesman of the world, you say, my life is more important than Hashem, than the Torah. That's a statement. You're going to make that statement. Right?
So, but it's still neither here.
One second. But essentially, my point is that essentially it could be Jews or Gaia. The din of Jews is like a super added quality of chashiva, so to speak, that you're not obligated to give your life if it's any old public. It's only like a limitation that the public has to have a property of chashivas. Now, if that's the case, then you could say 9 and 1. The public, essentially, it's a public. The public, 9 of the public is Yisrael. One of them is whatever, not as chashiv. But essentially, it's a public, it's a chashiva public. The public as a whole, the overwhelming majority, basically, is all chashiva dignitaries. And there's one guy, okay. Like you have an all-star team, and one guy is like just the scrub, or whatever. But that's an all-star team. You know, that's like the nature of the, you could, the quality, it has the chashivas. The group has the chashivas from the fact that the, all of them besides one has it. And the other one is also a public, is part of the public. But again, that's looking at it.
Wow.
That it's essentially a din of a public, and Yisrael is like a super added quality of chashivas. But one second, but if you look at it the other way, that it's a statement of Bnei Yisrael, then non-Jews have nothing whatsoever to do with it. So you can't just take 9 Jews and 1 guy and where it's a statement of Bnei Yisrael. How is that a statement of Bnei Yisrael? You got one non-Jew. It has nothing to do with the statements of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is not saying anything. 9 Jews are saying something, but 9 Jews aren't Bnei Yisrael. Yes, I'm sorry. This is exactly. The question is it 9 and 1? What about 6 and 4? Sometimes you have things like that. Like, you know, there's different things. Like by mikvah, is 40 sa'a of water. 39 and 1 works. 39 of water and 1 of some sort of muddy water. That works. You don't say 21 and 19. That's not, doesn't work that way. But like, I don't know, by a Zimun or davening, you have 6 people who didn't daven and 4 who did. And by Zimun, I think 7 and 3. By, you know, whatever. I don't know. These things, that's like the fine-tuning, if you will, about where you push that line. But there's, you know, certain times you have an idea of a mashlim. Mashlim is the final one who doesn't need to partake of the quality fully. And that seems to be what he's invoking. But I don't know why that exactly. I mean, maybe you could have asked, maybe an Echonami. If the Gemara said 9 and 1 works, maybe the Gemara would have asked, what about 6, 7, and 3? What about 6 and 4? But the Gemara knocked it out of the park right away and just says they need all time. So it didn't really go down that route. But I'm saying intrinsically, you could play those takiros. If it were a din like that, essentially it's a din of a crowd, you just need a quality of Yisrael, you could have asked the question about different, you know, lines along that path. But 9 and 1 is the most extreme version. It says even that doesn't work, so it doesn't even get past that. What's interesting to me is that the way I'm making it, it's like 2 different ideas. The Chakira is not just some minor detail. It's like a whole different way of understanding the discussion. In Ken's way, he's saying, look, there's Yisrael, that's just a discussion, whatever it is. Ten Yisrael. Now, that's the question is, how do you understand 10? Is 10 a quality or a quantity? Right? It's like a good, clear, crisp halachic chakira, if you will. It doesn't quite get into the depth of, you know, 2 different theories about how you understand it. And there's something nicer about that. I'm not saying in general you want to have such a massive, earth-shattering chakira on detail. It seems like a detail. This is interesting. It's like your way you're making it like a halachic detail, if you will. I mean, it's a big whatever, but it's just more of like, it doesn't affect the underlying idea of all of it. My way, it's like a chakira, which sounds like a detail, but it's really 2 different ways of thinking about the whole thing. Which is, I don't know. I think that leans towards Ken's theory. I don't like that. I mean, there's something nice and interesting about my way. But it's just like, I don't know. I think you'd have to prove that it's such a massive question. You could explain it on some smaller, you know, to say that a small halachic detail is dependent upon the whole overarching 2 theories. Well, sometimes possible. You know, I don't know. This was interesting. I don't know. It's like an over in general question. How broad is the question? You know,